think it's some of the lesser known programs within the Farm Bill, but the energy title is certainly one of great importance to the biofuels industry and to ASA. And so there's a number of programs we're watching there. And in fact, the USDA program I mentioned is currently not a Farm Bill program. And we would love to see it become one. It's already funded. We just want it to have a home so it has a long-term future. And so one of our goals is to get that program included in the energy title of the Farm Bill. That's, again, the Higher Blends Infrastructure Incentive Program. There's a couple of other programs, an advanced biofuels payment program for some of the smaller refiners in the Midwest that they utilize with getting quarterly payments from USDA. It helps them to ensure that they can keep their businesses running with the ebbs and flows of the price of soybean oil, with some of these wild events we've seen recently, like COVID, right, where you might need to shut down for a few months. And so it provides some certainty to those businesses. It's a relatively small program. I believe it's $7 million a year, which in the grand scheme of things, when you think of the Farm Bill, it's a drop in the bucket. So we hope to see a straight extension of that program. But I'll mention one more, and that is the BioPreferred program. So this is sort of outside of the energy space, but the BioPreferred program is that program that sort of identifies products that are made from a bio-based feedstock, right? So there's over 1,000 products that can be made with soybeans that are available today. And this program helps market them. It helps incentivize the government to procure those products over maybe some traditional products that are using non-bio feedstocks to produce. And we think of this as anything from tires to golf balls to sealants you can use on roads and bridges. So it's a really important program, and we hope to see that continued. It's been around for 20 years, not one that many people know about, and we hope that changes through the life of the next Farm Bill.